Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Now, if you're down around the Tremore Valley Park for a walk with the dogs or the children or wherever, you might have seen, as you pass the Black Ash area there, a new heritage sign, tribute to the travellers of that area, the travelling community, who've lived in that area for many, many years. It's a new project put together by the Cork Traveller Women's Network to celebrate traveller life, traveller music, traveller tradition, traveller storytelling, traveller crafts. And there's a QR code involved and all of that. And the new one was put up at, it's a first, and there hopes to be more, down at Tremore Valley Park. That's a part of the city. I'm joined by Bridget Carmody from the Cork Traveller Women's Network. Bridget, that's a part of the city where there have been travellers living for as long as anybody can remember. Morning.
Morning, PJ, how are you? So the history of travellers, the Black Ash halting site, there was always travellers parked in and around that area in the Black Ash Lane. In the 80s, then it would have been developed into a traveller halting site, and it would have been the Cork Corporation at the time. And it would have been a 12 bay halting site at that stage. But that would have been, like, people would remember, before that, they would remember the barrel top wagons, and there was always travellers in and around the Black Ash area.
That's right. I remember the halting site, and I remember the wagons before the halting site.
Yes.
Why did travellers take to that place first, do you know?
Well, actually, this project was born out of another project that the Cork Traveller Women's Network would have done about 4 years ago, where we mapped there's 24 stopping places around Cork City that travellers would have used. Out of those 24 stopping places, there is now 5 overcrowded local authority sites.
Yeah.
So the Black Ash would have been just another area that people would have stopped off at. Some would have moved on, but the O'Sullivans would have stayed. They would have stayed there, and they would have become a permanent resident of the site.
There would be a number of families there over a very long period of time. I remember my wife worked in the Travelodge when it opened first, and she was familiar with some of the families from the halting site.
Yes, my own grandfather would have come originally, my grandparents from there, and would have been part of the community there. And all my aunts and uncles would have then gone to school in the area, Turner's Cross and Balfion.
Yeah. There are people still living there, are there?
There is one family. There is still one family living there. But the halting site is gone. As I said, that's relocated. Families from the halting site have been relocated into group housing scheme on the Airport Road, which is Hazelwood Grove now. 7 families, group housing scheme on Hazelwood Grove, they would have been the original tenants of the Black Ash.
I see. Now, this sign to commemorate the traveller history there, how did that come about?
So, the project itself, it's a plaque, and it's positioned directly across from the recycling centre on Tremore Valley Park. It was very important to us that be where the plaque be placed, because that was the land that traveller men stood. And they recycled well before recycling became popular. traveller men in the Black Ash would have, you know, regularly, you know, collected scrap from the dump, cleaned it and sold it on. The plaque itself has a QR code that will bring you to the Cork Traveller Women's Network's new website and the Black Ash Oral History Project, where you hear stories from the families that live there on the Halton site, and also more information about the Cork Traveller Women's Network and the work we do. Stories about what life was like living in the site. Stories about the big oak tree that's in the middle of the Kingsale Road roundabout, the children that played on that and grew up around it, and photographs of the daily life on the site.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, it's our hope for the project is, you know, that our children will see positive images and information about their culture and their history, hear stories to be proud of their heritage. I mean, recently, when you hear stories about, you know, Senator Eileen Flynn recently, where a taxi wouldn't even take her into her home because it was a halting site, that's very sad that Eileen is not being judged on the amazing work that she does, not just for travellers, but for other groups as well.
I heard her speech in the Shannon, very powerful.
Very powerful, but Eileen has been judged as being a member of the travelling community, and that can be very damaging for our young people. So we need to do everything we can to highlight the positive aspects of our community. You know, and we're very aware that this is a very vibrant and popular show, and I would like to make an appeal to people. Our children listen to these shows, and I would ask that any conversations that happen about this topic be about the importance of preserving our culture, our history, and a positive conversation.
Your point is taken and welcome. Oh, let me come back there, Bridget, to something you said a minute or two ago, which resonated with me, that your community were the first recyclers, the first reusers. You were reusing stuff before it was even popular.
Of course. I mean, my grandfather moved from the Black Ash into a house in Ballyfihan, where he did tinsmithen. You know, everyone in the area brought their umbrellas to him to be repaired and mended, and was very well known in the community. So yes, travellers were recycling well before recycling became popular.
Yeah, that's a point people might forget. Is there a hope, Bridget, that this will extend to other historical sites around the city?
Yes, Fund Independent, we would hope. As I said, there is 5 local authority halting sites, and there's 24 stopping places that travellers use, so we have, you know, plenty places that we could go. There's so much history to be documented. You know, there's so much history about traveller community that needs to be documented, and we hope this project is just the start, and we do hope to expand it in other areas.
If people want to take a look at the history project and learn more, where can they go?
Well, they can, if they're in Tramore Valley Park, there is a QR code on the sign that you can scan. It will take you to our website, or you can go directly to our website, thecorktravellerwomen.com. We also, just to mention, we also have a submission to Cork City Council to name the new bridge on the South Link Road. Our suggestion for that is on the Toba, which means on the road in Kent traveller language.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, this is the new bridge across now from Frankfurt across.
Yes.
Yeah. On Toba, is that what you want to call it?
On the Toba, which means on the road in Kent. As traveller families would have parked their wagons at either side of that road, we thought that would be very fitting. And it also would be the first landmark named in Kent, which would be a very positive step in recognising travellers were a very big part of that area.
Bridget, can I ask you before I let you go, do people still speak Kent or is it gone?
We do. I mean, we wouldn't speak it fluently, like, but it's part of our history. It's part of our culture. You know, now there is different parts of Ireland that have different meanings for words.
Mm.
Something in Cork wouldn't necessarily mean the same thing in Galway.
Irish is kind of like that. No way.
It is. But we also have an exhibition in the Cork Public Museum of a barrel top wagon. First museum in the country to have a traveller-led permanent exhibition on traveller culture. And that's called Touring on the Tober, which means travelling on the road. So yes, we just think the suggestion on the Tober, on the road for the bridge would be excellent. And, you know, because Travellers and the Black Ash Project, you know, was so important in that area.
Bridget, I wish you success with the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Cheers, Bridget. Yeah, the Cork Traveller Women's Network, they're also looking for pictures of barrel top wagons, if you have any. You can get through their Facebook page, the Cork Traveller Women's Network. There's barrel top wagons all over. Some of them, unfortunately, in very bad state of repair now, but they are out there.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.